Welcome to this Oz Rehab Audio Explainer. In this session, we are going to explore ergonomics training and how it plays a vital role in creating healthier, more comfortable, and highly productive workspaces. Whether you are an employer looking after a team, a rehabilitation consultant, an insurer, or an employee navigating today's flexible work environments, understanding workplace ergonomics is key to preventing discomfort and long-term injury. To understand why this is so critical, we only need to look at the latest work health and safety statistics from Safe Work Australia. In the financial year of 2023 to 2024, Australia recorded 146,700 serious workers' compensation claims. Crucially, every single one of these claims involved at least 1 week of lost working time. This dramatic figure highlights the absolute importance of proactive prevention in every single workplace, from traditional offices to remote and hybrid home environments. For desk-based teams, physical discomfort rarely starts with a sudden accident. Instead, it often begins with small, daily habits that go unnoticed. Perhaps a monitor sits just a few centimeters too low, or a laptop is used for hours on end without any external equipment. Maybe an office chair lacks proper lower back support. Over time, these minor, everyday issues compound, slowly eroding an employee's comfort, focus, and overall productivity. One of the most effective and proven ways to address this issue is through structured ergonomics training. At Oz Rehab, we support organizations by delivering practical workplace ergonomics training. Our programs are designed to help employees build strong workstation awareness, improve their posture, develop healthy movement habits, and prevent injuries before they occur. Modern work has changed dramatically in recent years. Many employees now split their time, moving frequently between corporate office desks, home workstations, shared hot desking spaces, and laptop-based setups on the go. This fluidity makes proper office ergonomics essential for everyone, whether they are full-time office staff, entirely remote workers, or part of a hybrid team. A well-configured workstation supports the natural alignment of the body during desk-based tasks. By setting up a space correctly, we can significantly reduce awkward postures, repetitive reaching, poor wrist positioning, and the physical strain of prolonged sitting. The real-world consequences of ignoring these factors are substantial. Safe Work New South Wales identifies musculoskeletal disorders as the most common work-related injuries and diseases in New South Wales. Looking at their data from 2018 to 2023, the state recorded approximately 44,000 serious workers' compensation claims each year, and more than half of those claims were directly related to musculoskeletal disorders. This is not just a workplace issue, but a broader public health concern. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare reports that in 2022, approximately 7.3 million Australians, which represents about 29% of the population, were living with chronic musculoskeletal conditions. These figures demonstrate exactly why early prevention and education are so essential. Workplace ergonomics training helps employees connect the dots between their daily work habits and their long-term comfort, physical well-being, and job performance. To prevent these issues from developing, we must first learn to recognize the early warning signs that a workstation setup might be causing harm. Some of the most common physical indicators include neck stiffness during desk work, headaches after screen time, sore shoulders, and wrist discomfort. You might also experience lower back pain, general fatigue after prolonged sitting, or tingling and numbness in your hands. Other signs include constantly shifting in your chair to find a comfortable position, raising your shoulders while typing, or experiencing eye strain due to poor monitor placement. So, what exactly is ergonomics training? At its core, ergonomics training is a form of workplace education that empowers employees to set up and use their workstations in a safer, more comfortable, and highly customized way. It is not a one-size-fits-all checklist. Instead, it focuses on deep workstation awareness, posture coaching, injury prevention, and building healthy, sustainable work habits. It goes beyond simply adjusting the knobs on an office chair. It is about helping individuals truly understand how their posture, physical movements, and workstation layout interact to affect their bodies throughout a busy workday. A typical ergonomics training session is designed to deliver practical, highly actionable education that employees can put into practice immediately. Oz Rehab's training programs cover workstation setup, posture, movement, task demands, and environmental factors. During a session, we typically cover workstation setup training tailored for both corporate offices and remote home environments. We look at optimal chair and desk positioning, monitor ergonomics, screen height, and proper keyboard and mouse setup. We also teach healthy office posture, seated alignment, and practical movement and stretching habits. Beyond the physical equipment, we discuss injury prevention strategies, managing the physical demands of intensive computer work, and recognizing the early warning signs of a poor setup. We also address practical adjustments for using laptops safely, and explore environmental factors like lighting, workspace, and physical reach zones. The ultimate goal is to give employees a clear understanding of what needs to be adjusted, why those adjustments matter, and how to build positive physical habits during their working hours. It is important to remember that ergonomic risk can emerge in any desk-based role. These risks usually build up over time through repeated daily habits rather than a single event. Some of the most common workplace habits that increase ergonomic risk include sitting for long periods without taking movement breaks, and repetitive, unsupported keyboard or mouse use. Poor monitor positioning and typing with unsupported wrists also contribute heavily to strain. We also see risks associated with laptop-only setups, poor seating choices, and limited movement throughout the day. Other subtle risks include reaching too far for the mouse, twisting the neck to view a second screen, sitting on the front edge of a chair, or leaning forward toward the monitor. Even working at a desk that is too high or too low, working from comfort-focused spaces like couches or beds, raising the shoulders while typing, and keeping frequently used items outside of an easy reach zone can add significant strain to the neck, shoulders, wrists, back, and hips. Ergonomics training helps teams identify these subtle risks early and make simple, immediate improvements. When we invest in ergonomics training, the benefits are shared equally by employees and employers. For the individual worker, the positive impact is immediate and practical. They gain the tools to adjust their own space and respond to early signs of discomfort. For employers, the value is found in long-term injury prevention, consistent workplace standards, and enhanced team well-being. To put the broader economic impact into perspective, Safe Work Australia's 2024 WHS statistics reveal that the Australian economy would be larger by an average of $28.6 billion each year if we could eliminate work-related injuries and illnesses. Looking closer at the benefits for employees, a solid understanding of workstation setup helps individuals improve their daily comfort and reduce physical strain. It builds healthier work habits, heightens posture awareness, and helps them identify early warning signs so they can make simple, proactive adjustments. It also reduces awkward reaching and twisting. Crucially, this training gives employees the specific language they need to describe their physical concerns. Instead of simply saying, "My desk feels wrong," they can explain to an assessor or manager that their monitor is too low, their wrists are not in a neutral position, or their chair lacks lower back support. This clarity allows employees to seek the correct support much earlier, before a minor ache turns into a formal claim. For employers, providing this practical prevention education yields outstanding results. It supports direct injury prevention, improves daily productivity, and reduces absenteeism caused by physical discomfort. It also supports overall workplace well-being, builds a proactive safety culture, and ensures consistency in workstation setups across the organization, which is especially helpful for supporting remote and hybrid work practices. For human resources managers and business leaders, ergonomics training is a highly practical way to support people before issues escalate, establishing a shared, clear standard for workstation safety. Let us explore a practical guide to setting up a healthy workspace. We will walk through three key areas: the office chair, the monitor and desk, and the keyboard and mouse. Please keep in mind that this checklist is for general guidance and does not replace individual clinical advice or a comprehensive ergonomic assessment. Anyone experiencing ongoing pain, injury, or medical concerns should always seek professional support. First, let us look at the office chair setup. To achieve the correct position, your feet should be flat on the floor. If they are not, the quick fix is to adjust your chair height, or use a footrest if your desk height requires it. Your lower back must be fully supported. If your chair does not have adequate built-in support, you can use a lumbar support cushion to fill the gap. For seat depth, there should be a small gap, about the width of a clenched fist, between the back of your knees and the front of the seat pan. If this is not the case, you should adjust the seat position or the backrest. Your armrest should allow your shoulders to remain completely relaxed. If the armrests are forcing your shoulders to lift, the quick fix is to lower them, or remove them entirely. Your backrest should be set upright with a very slight recline, which you can adjust using the chair's tension and angle controls. Remember, good chair ergonomics start with the feet, hips, and lower back. The goal is not to maintain a rigid, unmoving posture all day, but rather to support your body while incorporating regular movement. Next, let us focus on the monitor and desk setup. For correct monitor height, the top third of your screen should sit at eye level. If it is too low, the quick fix is to raise the monitor using a stand or arm. Your monitor should be positioned at about an arm's length distance from your eyes. For desk height, your elbows should rest comfortably at a 90 to 100 degree angle. You can achieve this by adjusting either the desk height or your chair height. Your screen should be placed directly in front of you. If you use a single main screen, center it. If you use two monitors equally, place them side by side so the joint is centered directly in front of you. If you use one monitor more than the other, place the primary screen directly in front of you and the secondary screen slightly to the side. Ensure there is no glare on the screen from windows or overhead lights, adjusting the screen angle or light sources as needed. Finally, keep any reference documents close to the monitor, ideally using a document holder to minimize head movement. These steps help reduce awkward neck postures and prevent eye strain. Now, let us examine the keyboard and mouse. Your wrist should remain in a neutral, straight position, which you can manage by adjusting your keyboard's placement and angle. Your mouse should be positioned close to your body to reduce reaching. Your shoulders must remain relaxed, which requires you to reposition your equipment if you find yourself reaching forward or lifting your shoulders. Keyboard height should allow your elbows to rest comfortably, which can be adjusted via your chair or desk height. Your grip on the mouse should be light and relaxed, avoiding any tight squeezing. Keep all frequently used items within your primary reach zone close to your body. Good keyboard ergonomics and proper mouse placement significantly reduce cumulative strain on the hands, wrists, elbows, and shoulders during a long workday. Despite their experience, even seasoned office workers frequently make simple ergonomic mistakes that quickly turn into routine habits. These include slouching, placing the monitor too low, typing with unsupported wrists, and sitting for long periods without movement. Other common errors include working from a couch, poor laptop positioning, raising the shoulders while typing, and sitting too far back from the desk. Many people also keep their mouse too far away, use chairs with poor lower back support, look down at a laptop screen for hours on end, sit with unsupported feet, twist to look at a second screen, or simply ignore early signs of physical discomfort. To combat these issues, employees should aim to change their posture dynamically throughout the day. This can be as simple as standing up briefly, walking while taking phone calls, stretching, or consciously resetting your workstation setup after returning from lunch. Remote work has brought fantastic flexibility, but home workspaces are often not designed for long hours of desk work. Dining chairs, couches, beds, and kitchen tables can easily lead to poor posture and repetitive strain. WorkSafe Queensland advises workers to keep their keyboard and mouse directly in front of their body and close to the edge of the desk. They also emphasize that posture must vary throughout the day, because the human body is simply not designed to stay in a single position for long periods. To improve your work from home ergonomics, you do not need to purchase expensive equipment. Simple, highly effective adjustments include raising your laptop screen to eye level and using an external keyboard and mouse. You should strictly avoid working from couches and beds for regular tasks. Keep your mouse close to your keyboard, support your lower back with a cushion if needed, keep your feet flat on the floor or a stable support, take regular movement breaks, and adjust your space to reduce screen glare. When should a business consider implementing ergonomics training? It is highly recommended to provide this training to any employees engaged in routine desk or computer-based work. Key moments to introduce training include onboarding programs for new employees, in response to recurring complaints of physical discomfort, or during transitions to hybrid work arrangements. It is also highly beneficial during office relocations, workstation upgrades, broader injury prevention initiatives, new equipment rollouts, periods of rapid team growth, or when planning a return to office strategy. Ergonomics training is also an excellent follow-up to an ergonomic assessment program, as it allows organizations to address common, widespread issues identified across the team at scale. OzRehab's group ergonomics training is designed specifically for teams and is available across New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, Western Australia, and the Australian Capital Territory. Our services support organizations with office-based, remote, and hybrid workers who perform regular screen-based tasks. Ultimately, workplace ergonomics is about far more than just adjusting physical chairs and computer monitors. It is about empowering employees with the knowledge of how their workstation setup, posture, and daily physical habits directly affect their comfort, productivity, and long-term well-being. By delivering practical guidance, ergonomics training fosters healthier workplace behaviors and creates a safer, more sustainable working environment. Oz Rehab supports organizations nationwide through practical workplace ergonomics training, comprehensive injury prevention programs, workplace rehabilitation services, and return-to-work support. Our experienced team works collaboratively with employers, insurers, injured workers, and treating medical professionals to deliver safe, effective, and sustainable return-to-work outcomes across New South Wales, the Australian Capital Territory, and Western Australia. To speak with our team about tailoring an ergonomics training program for your organisation, you can contact us by phone on 1300 391 947, or send an email to office@ozrehab.com. To help answer some of the most common questions about this topic, we have compiled a quick guide. You might wonder, what exactly is ergonomics training and why is it so important? Put simply, it is workplace education that teaches employees how to set up and use their workspaces safely and comfortably. It is vital because poor habits lead to physical discomfort and reduced focus. Training helps build posture awareness, teaches equipment adjustment, and helps staff recognize early warning signs. Another common question is, who should participate in this training? It is highly beneficial for anyone performing regular desk or screen-based work. This includes corporate office staff, remote and hybrid teams, administration personnel, call center operators, managers, human resources teams, and anyone who uses a laptop for extended periods. If you are wondering what actually happens during a training session, it typically involves practical education on workstation setup, posture, movement habits, and injury prevention. Participants learn how to adjust their chair, desk, monitor, keyboard, and mouse, while receiving guidance on stretching, movement breaks, and setting up healthy daily routines. Can ergonomics training truly help reduce workplace injuries? Yes, it can. By improving awareness and daily habits, it helps employees identify and correct poor workstation setups before minor discomfort escalates into a serious injury. It serves as an essential, proactive tool within a broader workplace health and safety strategy. Employers often ask how often they should provide this training. Many organizations choose to deliver office ergonomics training during employee onboarding, office relocations, major workstation changes, or hybrid work transitions. Regular refresher training is also highly recommended when teams adopt new equipment, report physical discomfort, or implement new working arrangements. For those asking if this training is genuinely beneficial for remote and hybrid workers, the answer is a resounding yes. Home environments often feature non-adjustable furniture like dining tables or couches. Training helps remote workers successfully apply core ergonomic principles to any workspace they use. Regarding productivity, can ergonomics training make a noticeable difference? Absolutely. By reducing physical discomfort and distractions, comfortable employees are better able to maintain focus and energy throughout the day. It also helps the entire organization work toward a clear, consistent standard of health and safety. You might also ask which industries benefit the most. Any industry with desk-based, computer-heavy, or repetitive tasks will see significant benefits. This includes corporate offices, government agencies, healthcare administration, education, finance, legal services, technology, insurance, and customer service departments. How can an employer identify when it is time to implement this training? Clear indicators include employees reporting symptoms like neck stiffness, sore shoulders, headaches, wrist discomfort, or lower back pain. It is also ideal to schedule training during office moves, onboarding, hybrid transitions, or when rolling out new equipment. Finally, does Oz Rehab provide this training for teams and organizations? Yes, we do. Oz Rehab offers tailored group ergonomics training for teams across New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, Western Australia, and the Australian Capital Territory. Our programs cover setup, posture, movement, task demands, and environmental factors, fully supporting office-based, remote, and hybrid workforces. Thank you for listening. We hope you learned something useful today. For more information, visit ozrehab.com.